question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We appreciate knowing you're out there for more World Travel with Robert and Mary and today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we connect with show friend Blake Lipham, the CEO of our favorite luggage company, Travel Pro, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by the world's leading cruise lines.
And the popular brands of the world's leading cruise lines include Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. And they all operate with the goal of providing travelers with the best vacation experiences to the most desirable locations around the globe.
You know, we're proud to be aligned with the largest cruise vacation company in the world. And if journeys to great destinations, authentic cuisines, local excursions, and unique travel adventures that are going to connect you with people's places and cultures, if that interests you, contact your travel professional today for more information on these successful brands of ocean cruise lines, or spend some time at worldleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Robert, I'd say it's probably been at least 12, if not, I don't know, close to 15 years that we've been traveling with Travel Pro luggage, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, at least.
And since we often encourage all of you listening to give it as a gift with the holidays fast approaching, we thought we'd introduce you to Travel Pro's CEO today and give you a top-down view of the successful company. So off to Boca Raton, Florida we go, in spirit anyway. As waiting on the show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation is Blake Lipham.
Blake, it's great to have you on the show with us today. How are you, and how are things with our friends at Travel Pro?
Hey, good morning, gang. I'm excited to be here. Things are going fantastic at Travel Pro. We've had a really great year, and I'm looking forward to having a chance to talk about it a little bit with the two of you.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us today. So, listen, for regular listeners of the program, they've heard Mary, Rudy, and me talking for years about how much we enjoy Travel Pro luggage, and regardless of where we're headed, it's what we're traveling with. And frankly, well before you decided to partner with us, it was what we were always traveling with. So I'd like you to give everyone listening a quick history of the company and what attracted your parent firm to buy it a few years ago when you moved into the CEO office?
Well, yeah, I think that the history of Travel Pro is something that a lot of people are familiar with, but surprisingly some aren't. We were originally formulated by a Northwest pilot named Bob Plath, and he is genuinely the inventor of the rollerboard. So he decided to reorient luggage upright, put wheels on it, and it has genuinely revolutionized travel for everyone since then. Now there are people who think it's always been this way, and originally it just wasn't. So the company has been around since then, and it has not only been the choice of frequent travelers, but has really cut its teeth and learned its business by being the primary choice with domestic travel crews.
Right.
And I think when the Mid-Ocean partners decided to buy the company, partnering with me a couple of years back, it was really because of those two foundational points. The inventor of the rollerboard, the fact that we've been supplying flight crews all that time, and what that does for consumers is we have learned how to build the bags in the most durable way imaginable because of the everyday use by flight crews. And we bring that durability and that knowledge to the market for consumers.
So, Blake, let's dig into the brands a little bit. When Robert and I were with you in Florida and Ophelia and the Travel Pro team just this past July, there was a lot of excitement in our conversation about the new product launches involving Travel Pro and your Atlantic brands. And, you know, certainly our audience hears us talking about Platinum Elite and Max Light 5. So I'd love for you to give us an update on those two lines, and if you want to touch on the Atlantic as well.
Sure. Well, Max Light 5 came out at the beginning of the year, and as everyone knows, that's Rudy's collection of choice.
It
was great this year. One of the primary things we have with Max Light, obviously given its name, is our trademark durability along with incredible light product. And Max Light 5 is actually up to a half pound lighter than Max Light 4 before. So for that segment of consumer, the Rudy Maxes of the world, that product has worked out well. We launched it in January, and it has been a rapid growth for us. Everyone has really enjoyed that. I think that our marketing and product teams did a great job of aligning that particular feature, the lightweight mechanism, with our trademark durability for them. But even beyond that, Platinum Elite, where you guys prefer to travel, and quite honestly, that's what I travel with as well. It just launched mid-year this year, and it has been the fastest growing launch that we have out there. It's a new level of style for Travel Pro. The design teams really took the challenge when we came in as new owners. We really spent time speaking with customers, segmenting the consumer base, and saying, what should each of the collections do to interact with people? And for Platinum Elite, we really wanted to dial the style coefficient up a bit. And so the Vintage Gray product, it's the first time in the history of Travel Pro that a secondary color is actually outselling black. So Vintage Gray has hit the market in a huge way.
And it's a sharp-looking color,
too. It's a great-looking color.
It's not your average.
But that's interesting that it's finally overtaken the black. Thank God.
We've got to get that memo out there. All right, so Blake, let's ask you this. You know, we've got right now, you're talking to an audience, we've got, I don't know, over 380 weekly affiliates right now tuned in. What do you think are some of the most important things that every traveler should look for when they buy new luggage?
You know, obviously durability is a big item, particularly for your listeners. Your listeners love to travel, right? This isn't an occasional thing. This isn't something that they just do on a whim. They're passionate about travel. They're passionate about wanting to get out there and experience things. And the last thing you want is for your luggage to be a burden. So, you know, as people are thinking about it, durability is there, and that's one of the reasons we're always excited to bring out new products under Travel Pro, because our design teams know how to build brilliant bags. That is our specialty. We know how to make them strong. We know how to make them last so it doesn't become a drag for you, no pun intended, because it's called luggage. So that's first and foremost, you got to get there. And then it is balancing what's most important to you. You need super lightweight because you're either going to be moving from spot to spot all the time, or you need the additional pound availability from airlines for your goods. Or do you want a little more style, or even the packing functionality of our crew collection that allows people who have their own distinct way of packing out a bag?
Well, because everybody travels differently. Absolutely.
Right. Blake, can you just go back to the durability aspect for a second? Because I think that's a really important aspect. To me, it's the key piece. Style is important as well, but I know Robert has had a chance to actually visit this site where you guys do the rigorous testing. Give us a couple of examples of what you all demand from your bags.
Yeah, how seriously you take it.
Oh yeah, our bags are tested during the design phase to the highest standards in the industry. We are putting those handles through tests that you would never put it through at weights that you would never pack it. And we are rolling them the miles that you will hopefully in a lifetime put on it, but actually really struggle to get there. We're doing that not only during design, but every shipment of product that we have, we are doing QC against those bags, and we really put them through that test. And even more importantly, like I said before, flight attendants in everyday life. So we have our labs where we are doing it in kind of a lab environment, but we have decades worth of supporting the best flight attendants in the world.
And we
are on flight crew 5 now. So if you think about it, that's 4 times we've been able to make even better bags for them. And a lot of those things are hidden. You know, the handle strength, the way that we do the different tubing, the way that we handle the fabric, it really is unique in the marketplace, and it's one of the reasons we're so confident in the Travel Pro brand, and I'm sure it's why you guys choose to travel.
Listen, the durability, especially whether it's our equipment or whether it's our personal items, nothing but positives to say there. 2 things I want to just hit on with you right now. We've got about 1.5 minutes left in the interview. As you have come in, you know, you've had a lot of experiences with other companies out there, and I remember back to our initial conversation just after you joined the company. But what have you found during your tenure now as the CEO of Travel Pro that you enjoy most about the travel industry? And then secondly, what have you really learned about the luggage business since you've taken on the business?
Great question. I mean, the thing I love about the travel industry is the vast majority of people come into this with a positive attitude, right? And you should, because you get to see the world, you get to experience new things. And so I like the fact that our consumers are in a good mood. They have a positive aspect on things as they get through it. Luggage in particular, one of the things that we've learned is people just don't understand things about luggage. And so we feel we have a burden not only to deliver a great product to the marketplace, but also a communication burden. You know, little things like why a rollerboard over a spinner on occasion. You do get more capacity with a dual-wheel bag than with a four-wheel bag. So that on that trip where you need one extra day, maybe you want a two-wheeled bag just to get it out there. But communication with luggage, having people understand what they need, that's one of the things that we're going to do in addition to making brilliant bags.
Well, Blake, listen, we really do appreciate the time today. Really, thank you very much. We enjoy the relationship and the professional friendship that we share. And we also, you know, Mary, Rudy, and I collectively, we enjoy being brand ambassadors for Travel Pro. So thank you, and we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Appreciate you guys and continued safe and wonderful travel with your Travel Pro bags.
Thank you, Blake. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Blake Lipham. You can tell, folks, he is passionate about luggage. And that's what happens when we all get together.
Yeah, fun chatting with him and getting his perspective.
TravelPro.com, folks. Go check it out. And as we pause for this quick break, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. And also remember, we archive all of the hours of this broadcast on our website, rmworldtravel.com. This is RM World Travel. With 80% of the show still to go today, we'll be right back after this quick break for some sponsor messages. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.